would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. He had no majestic bearing to catch our eye, no beauty to draw us to him. He was spurned and avoided by men, a man of suffering, knowing pain, like one from whom you turn your face, spurned and beheld him in no esteem. Yet it was our pain that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. We thought of him as stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquity. He bore the punishment that makes us whole. By his wounds we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, all following our own way. But the Lord said, laid upon him the guilt of us all. Though harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led unto the slaughter, or a sheep silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Seized and condemned, he was taken away. Who would have thought any more of his destiny? For he was cut off from the land of the living, struck for the sins of his people. He was given a grave among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers, though he had done no wrong, nor was deceit found in his mouth.